The road to relationship success using emotional intelligence. What is relationship success? It's basically choosing the right type of a relationship that's a good fit. And using emotional intelligence actually improves our choice. There is a good fit or a better fit for each kind of situation. And using emotional intelligence will help with our communication. And it allows us to express our emotions and thoughts more easily. So how does emotional intelligence help? With emotional intelligence, it's easier to opt between the four types of relationships. We reassess our default strategy or preference for one of these types of relationships. We see the playing field more clearly to assess what is the value to us and what is needed when. Emotional intelligence also helps us with our self-knowledge so that we more easily understand our needs and wants, as well as our strengths. And emotional intelligence also boosts our self-management, which helps us with better control over our emotions and therefore our thoughts, so they don't rule us, but we take control or mastership over them. And emotional intelligence also gives us greater balance to make better decisions and communicate more effectively. So relationships, as I said earlier, we have four types of relationships. And we have a form of relationship with every person we meet. These four types of relationships are based on a level of trust. The first one is the interdependent relationship, which is highly collaborative. And it's based on high trust in others and also in the self. So you collaborate with others, but you get on with your task. The second one is independent. And this is a high self-trust, but a lesser trust in others. And this is where you get on with the job and you basically take mastery over the others. And the third one is dependent, which is a high trust in others, but less so in self. And the final one is disorganized, which is a low trust in others and in self. So we need one of these options for every situation, for every relationship that we have in our lives. And we always will have a preference based on our background, actually. It's based on how we grew up. And the choice between these various four types of relationships are going to be based on the level of trust. And all, there isn't one type that's good and good for all, because all types have value. Now, the interdependent one is more open and more direct communication. The independent one is good when you work alone and taking charge and making fast decisions. The dependent one is when you cede authority to another. And the disorganized one is, it may even be better to leave the relationship entirely because you may be wasting your time or energy. So how do we choose? Well, emotional intelligence does help us because it adds to our self-knowledge to see the relationship and its implications more clearly. But we also have to assess the level of trust required in each type of option. And we assess the type of collaboration that we need to meet our goals. And when we have a greater sense of security, we can trust more easily, and vice versa. Now, we always have multiple relationships. We have many relationships, and not just one with our significant other or spouse. And we can use our emotional intelligence flexibly to choose an option. And each option, each choice is changeable, especially when there is mutual buy-in from both parties. So here are some examples. An interdependent one is highly collaborative, and it's useful when doing complex tasks that require collaborations on issues. It's good when you've got good listening skills, and good when individual contributions are valued. The independent one is very effective when you're working alone and you have all the requisite skills, when you have to make fast decisions, and it's also necessary when you have your own business. However, you might get blindsided if you need another perspective. And the dependent one is when you accept the authority of another and you're loyal. And this works very well in hierarchical situations. The disorganized one is when the trust is very low all round, or a person can be viewed as difficult or clinging and can make relationships dysfunctional. And often it's better just to leave that rather than hanging on and maintaining the relationship that's hanging on by a thread. So what constitutes a successful relationship? It means you achieve mutual goals and it is valued. You maintain a personal integrity, so you're not just giving away your personal power, but you're being yourself within that relationship. It promotes clearer communication between the parties. It's a channel for personal growth, and you do not waste your energy. So best of luck, everybody, in choosing the right type of relationship.